International Dawn Chorus Day is on Sunday, so Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserve's officer, Robert Morgan, has written about nature's free musical extravaganza. Here is Jane Evans to read about the Dawn Chorus.
Anyone who's fortunate enough to have experienced a dawn chorus understands what a truly incredible outpouring of song it is. Leaving a bedroom window open during late spring may induce one to listen for a moment before turning over. But to properly enjoy the chorus, one must rise in the gloom of the pre-dawn hour. Travel isn't necessary, for even in the suburbs, the sound of birdsong at sunrise in May can be an inspiration. Just stand outside your back door with a hot cup of tea, close your eyes, take a long, deep breath of fresh morning air, and enjoy a free concert like no other. Our resident birds will have been singing since March, but by May they will have the vocal accompaniment of our summer migrants, and your garden or local park could find the chiff-chaff, willow warbler or blackcap joining the chorus. Early May is when birds are in their full voice, with the chorus fading away through June. In spring, birds will sing off and on during the day, even late at night. This is either to defend a breeding territory, attract a mate, or call in a nighttime migrating flock of female birds. Reed warblers and famously nightingale do this. Blackbirds and robins will commonly sing at night too, particularly if there's a street lamp nearby. At the risk of disappointing any old romantics, the nightingale that sang in Berkeley Square was more likely a robin. Why every male bird should sing together for the 40 minutes or so around daybreak is still a mystery. Perhaps it's that their song carries further in the cool, still air of the early morning, or that they're telling their rivals that they've survived the night and are still here, strong and vibrant. The competition during the dawn chorus between individuals of the same species, or the need to create a unique sound unmistakable from other types of bird, has driven them into evolving special acoustic niches. Nature is economical and would never countenance the expenditure of so much effort if it didn't in some way promote the well-being of the species. But despite the science, it's still a joy to hear. I have no doubt that far into our ancient past, humanity has woken to and drawn satisfaction from the dawn chorus. It may be where we derive the idea of music from. So, as a springtime early riser, the reward may be the flourish of the shivering blackcap's song set against the rhythmic beat of the onomatopoeic chiff-chaff, cut in by the bursting song of the wren, a very loud voice from a very small bird. The familiar robin is often the bird that both begins and leads the chorus, with its sweet, varied song that's cheerful in the spring, but sadder and softer in the autumn. The bass section is provided by the deep, rhythmic coo of the wood pigeon, and laying under it all is the two-syllable metronome timing of the great tit's squeaky bicycle pump. There is barely a garden in Britain that doesn't play host to the ubiquitous blackbird. Its rich repertoire carries deep, melancholic tones and whistles that are confidently delivered, so confident as to hold a pause, then sing, then pause again, listening in that moment for a response. Weaved in is the jangling keys of the greenfinch, the cascading waterfall of the chaffinch, and the agreeable little ditty of the dunnock. It would be nice to imagine the dawn chorus performed during the tranquillity of the early morning as being an expression of pure joy, rather than sung with the desperate purpose of finding a mate or claiming territory. All the same, it's music to my ears, and I'm glad that they do it. So why not join us and spend a couple of hours enjoying one of nature's great pleasures, the sound of vibrant birdsong? Find Dawn Chorus events in May at norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk/events.
Thank you, Jane.